Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, and welcome to Sassy Speaks, the podcast for everything Hong Kong. I'm your host, Sarmai, and here are three things you should know about me. I'm part of Team Sassy. Pop culture is my jam, and I love talking to anyone and everyone. Every week, I'll be sitting down with two awesome guests. We'll be having candid conversations about everything Hong Kong. From all the dating tips to managing your personal finances, we're not holding anything back. Here we go. If cash is king, is your credit card the queen or that dirty little secret you're keeping on the side? We know that in Hong Kong, you need more than a dollar to get by. So that's why today I'm sitting down with two exceptional women, Natalie and Sejal, to talk all about spending, saving, and my personal favorite, spreadsheets. It's getting sexy in here, people. All right, ladies, thank you both for joining me on the podcast today. So I wanted to bring you guys both in because Hong Kong is an expensive city and people tend to have expensive hobbies. It's really hard to get by without really spending any money. And I'm the first to admit that I'm really bad at planning financially, budgeting, making money, making my money make money. I don't really know what I'm doing, and I think I'm not the only one out there. So we've seen with our readers that we've put out a lot of content around work and money, and people are clamoring for it, and they're really responding to it, and they really want more. So we wanted to expand on that and have a conversation with two people who, you know, definitely know a lot more than I do about this stuff. And I think you guys have some really cool insights that I'd love to hear more about. But we'll get all into that. But before we do, I'd love for you both to introduce yourselves.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. I'm Sejal Patel, and I'm the founder of SageL, which is an education and consultancy platform which advocates for women's financial wellness.
Thank you for having me. I'm Natalie Pringle. I'm the CMO for The New Savvy. We're a female financial literacy platform helping women to navigate finance, investment, and career. We also host a lot of events, including the Futurist Female Conference.
Cool. So before we get really into the thick of things, guys, I have a quick little icebreaker for us to play. And it's called Splurge or Save. I'm going to ask you about a series of things, and you're going to tell me whether you splurge on them or you save for them. All right, number one, the favorite pastime of Hong Kong, brunch.
I would say save and find really good deals around the city where you're not just spending crazy money, but you can get some really good discounts.
I'm going to agree. I say for that.
All right. Number two, shoes.
Ooh, I can splurge on a good pair of shoes that will last me a while.
Yeah, I agree, splurge, in the sense that it's kind of an investment. And I know we kind of kid ourselves with that. It's an investment. Yeah. But if you spend more money on something that's better quality, it is going to last longer,
yes,
particularly with how much we walk here.
All right, number three, one very close to my heart, gym membership.
I think gyms definitely save because if you shop around a bit, you can get to go to some really good classes, experiment a bit, work out in the park, take yoga classes that are kind of in different locations. So you can definitely save rather than just going to one of the main gyms and spending a lot of money on a membership.
Yeah, I have to agree with Natalie. I would save on that. I've wasted a lot of money on gyms in the past, thinking that I'm going to use it a couple of times a week, and it ends up being a couple of times a month. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Hong Kong's so fantastic to be outdoors and, yeah. and doing things that you can do for free. So yeah, I'd say safe.
Number four, drinks.
I think it depends, really. Sometimes, well, going for discount drinks, you sometimes don't really know what you're getting. And you definitely get a much bigger hangover the next day by drinking cheap alcohol. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you think it's a better deal, it's actually just so much worse than if you just went somewhere nice, had a couple of good cocktails, and then you feel fine the next day. So sometimes, yeah, not having a cheap drinks deal is a good thing.
Yeah, quality over quantity, yeah. let's just
yeah,
say.
I think so.
So, yeah, I guess that would be a splurge.
Office lunches.
I'm guilty of this. I splurge. I should be making a lot of my lunches at home and bringing them in, but I don't.
Yeah, I would say save, personally, because I think, yes, there are so many places that you can go out for lunch, but then when you add everything up, and then when you go out for dinner with your friends in the evening, it just adds up so much. And it's those hidden costs that tend to leak through, and you think, where did all my money go? Mm-hmm. I ate it. It's or it's in my wardrobe. So I think, and I typically graze throughout the day as well, so add in all the snacks, it then adds up to quite a lot.
I feel like I know where this is going to go, but travel.
I splurge on travel. I splurge as in, you know, I'm over the backpacking. Been there, done that. You know, I do like decent hotels. And if I'm going on holiday, I want to have a great experience. Having said that, I won't go into debt over it. Like, you know, so I do keep to a pretty good, healthy budget.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. If I'm going somewhere, then, okay, it's not every month, but you want to really enjoy your trip. So I would say maybe save up a bit longer and have a better hotel or experience rather than just taking lots of really cheap trips. And then you enjoy it more. But it depends at what kind of person you are, I think.
Yeah.
All right, fashion.
I'm a mix. So I will splurge on classic pieces that I know will last for a long time. And I will go cheap on the latest fashion that I know will be at a date in a year's time.
Mm. If you buy a really good coat or if you buy something that is going to last, then yeah, it's worth spending a bit more money on it. But otherwise, kind of in and out fashion, you can just pop in and just spend a small amount on it. You know, you're only going to wear it for 6 months anyway, so it's not worth spending a lot of money.
Cool. Well, I feel like the ice is significantly broken. There's so much ice to begin with, guys. My first thing is new spending habits, but you've gone super into debt over Christmas. What do you do? Like, how do you restart? What do I do?
You're not alone. And I think everybody at some point has that realization. You've had an awesome festive period and you think, yeah, of course, you didn't miss out on the parties. You bought everyone amazing gifts. But now you're in the cold, hard reality. It all feels a bit miserable and you're just staring at your bank balance, often in despair. The main thing is just to face up to it and understand that you've just got to get it in black and white to really understand what your situation is. So the best thing that you can do is know if you have got any debts, unfortunately, what they are, what the cost of those debts are, and also how you can then start to get back in a better position. So just keep it simple. Take out a pencil and a piece of paper and just work out where you are, because at least that's your starting point to then work your way out of it if you need to.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, you know, you start the new year and you look at your credit card statement, and the best thing to do is just calculate where you are and set a plan, how you're going to pay down the debt. But I get this question a lot about, you know, how do you save? And I know it sounds boring, but you have to do a budget.
Yeah.
You know, and people roll their eyes and definitely, they're just like, but why do I have to do one? But it is one of the best tools, because that's what tells you where you're spending your money. And, you know, recently I was coaching a couple and they had no idea where their money was going. And I made them do a budget. I said, that's part of our agreement. You're going to do a budget if you want me to help you figure out your finances. And they came in and they realized, they're like, I'm spending so much money on food, like eating out. So I always say you can't fix what you can't see. So start there. And believe me, there's something that registers in your brain. And you, the next time you're going out and wanting to splurge on, you know, that handbag or the brunch, something will stop you. Here's a tip. Take a photo of everything that you spend your money on.
Oh.
Because you're going to quickly go through those photos. You're going to go, really? Oh, that's one Starbucks coffee. That's two. That's five. That's 10.
Oh.
And it's visual. Yeah. So it's going to register. If you're not someone who wants to go through the bills and actually go through receipts, just start taking photos of everything you spend your
money on.
That's
a really good idea.
So here's my biggest thing where I completely lose track. So I'm super good at budgeting with my credit card. I'm so good at like writing everything down. Mm-hmm. It's the loose cash.
What you need is to have envelopes. And say, well, this is my envelope for my transport money. This is my envelope for my food money. Keep them in your handbag. And then, okay, you can transfer that money into your purse. But at least you know, well, this is the money that I've got. And once you visualize it, rather than using a card or contactless, at least then it starts to register more and you actually see and feel that going out.
What are your top budgeting tips? Like how... I've tried and grappled with budgets for years and I'm so bad at them.
There's two things that I always tell people. One is think of a budget. I mean, it's reframing your mind around it, right? Some people look at budget as if it's like sacrificing something rather than it just being a trade-off. So, you know, you talked about taking a taxi. I remember the day when, you know, I was going into the office and I just couldn't stand the coffee in the office. So I was splurging on the Starbucks because I needed my coffee. And it started quickly adding up. So what I would do is tell myself, okay, what do I value more, my coffee or the taxi ride? And I started taking the bus. Or I would take a taxi twice a week and I knew that that would pay for my coffee for the rest of the week. So internally, I would just make these trade-offs and I would tell myself, well, what do I value more? My number two is, and I know Natalie's going to be able to talk to this as well, but pay yourself first. It's a concept that is sometimes new to people. But when I say that, it is put away money for your savings before you spend. People get it the other way around. They save what's left. They spend and then whatever's left, they save. But do it the other way. Think about your saving as an expense. So you put away 10-15% every month and then you don't have to worry about spending the rest. You can spend it guilt-free.
Yeah, it really depends on what your goals are and actually fixing it to a goal is really, really important because in those moments where you're conflicted and thinking, well, I could just take the taxi and have the coffee, then it's those goals that will really center you and make you think, no, actually, I can't dip into the savings because I'm focusing on this. So whether it's going off to study higher education, or if you want to buy a car or take a really amazing trip, at least if you visualize that, it keeps bringing you back to it. Have a note in your purse, and if it's a picture of an amazing beach in Bali, or if it's a picture of that car that you want to buy, every time you open your wallet, you think, actually, no, I don't need to take the cab. Let me just walk there, or let me take the train. And also just working out what you need to get there, breaking it down into smaller pieces, because then if that does end up being 20%, okay, at least you know that. Or you know, by saving 20% per month, that will then take me 12 or 18 or 24 months to actually get there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh.
Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, we talked about saving, but I want to pivot really quickly to investing and growing your money. Investing is a terrifying term. I feel like I've heard a lot more. I'm a lot more open to it now after I think I met you, Natalie, and after we spoke. What advice do you have for anyone who's looking to just get started?
Yeah, investing sounds scary, as you say, and it sounds like something that you need to do when you're grown up and not really think about now. So if people are talking about whether it's pension plans, whether it's kind of having an investment portfolio, you think, oh yeah, I'll get around to that because, you know, I don't need to worry about it now. But you're exactly right. A lot of the advice that was given in our conference was really focused on, you know, it's okay if you haven't started, but of course the best time to start was probably yesterday. So the amount that you can put in now is really going to make a huge difference in the long run. Again, about all this compounding, about compound interest that you get, the stuff that you do now will pay dividends later.
Yeah, it's that the magic of compounding that people forget, right? So it's the money that you earn or the interest that you earn, and then that interest earns interest.
Yeah.
And it snowballs. It's a huge snowball effect. And if you actually look at some of the charts, people who have started investing, say when they're 25 and they stop at 35, so they just do it for 10 years and say they put away even $5,000 a year, they will be further ahead than someone who starts at 35 and keeps investing until they're 65. Mm. You're basically earning money even while you sleep. It is scary. And it's disappointing. I've worked in the financial industry for many, many years, and the financial industry has just made it very complicated, and it really needn't be.
It just makes perfect sense because, okay, we're all working, but maybe we won't want to work forever. Maybe something will happen. We don't know about our job security. So things like that actually make you realize, wow, you know, I need an alternative source of income.
I think one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people, and it's not just women, a lot of people make is that they think that leaving it, their money in the bank is one of the best things they can do. But here's the thing, the bank doesn't give you any interest. You don't make money. And inflation, as you know, the cost of things are getting more expensive by the day. So you're actually losing the value of money. So one of the best things you can do is invest. And for women, you know, we talk often about the wage gap, right? We don't make as much money as a man typically. We also live longer than a man. We can't fix the wage gap overnight. That's not going to happen. But what we can do is be smarter with our money. And one of the best, most efficient ways is to invest.
Where do I invest? Like, what does that mean? And it sounds like a bit of a silly question, but I honestly, asking that question is like, what's next? Is it through someone else? Do I go to the bank? How do I find where I want to invest?
It really depends what you're looking at. So for example, if you want to create a portfolio of stocks, then yes, you will need to have an account. You'll need to either do that through a broker. You could do it yourself. There are a lot of apps that you can use to actually put that together. But it really depends, I think, how much involvement you want and how much time you've got to actually do that and control that yourself. So there are advisors that you can go to and actually just sit down and have an initial conversation, because a lot of it will really depend on your, again, your long-term goal. So if you're thinking, okay, I just want to put something in, let it sit there and just not touch it for 10, 20 years, then you're going to perhaps be looking at slightly different asset classes than if you want your money to be doing something for you in maybe 5 years' time. So that will really dictate what you do and how you do it, the kind of pathway that you use to then kind of enter the market, if you like.
I think it really depends on your situation, right? So if you don't have a family and you're not worried about protection in wills and estate planning, which, by the way, a lot of people forget about, but that is a big part of the financial planning. If you don't need that, there is the possibility that you can do it yourself. And there are options in Hong Kong to do that. I always tell people the best way, or the things you want to think about, is diversify, minimize your fees, because every time you pay an advisor or pay a huge amount of fees on your mutual fund, it's cutting into your returns. So you do want to think about that. If you can create a portfolio, like I said, simple, you know, diversified, then by all means do it yourself. Advisors do help in many ways. The issue with that is, at least in Hong Kong, most of them accept a minimum amount. And so a lot of feedback I get is, you know what, I don't have a lot of money, so I can't really go to an advisor. So don't let that stop you. Like there, you know, like Natalie said, there are online brokerage accounts that you can set something up. And if you phone them, they can be quite helpful. There's a lot of resources out there. I mean, we forget that we are in the day of the internet. I don't know what we ever did without the internet, but there's just so much information out there that there's really no excuse.
Yeah, and this is a thing, we don't typically talk about what we're doing with our money. It's still quite taboo. Yeah. And unless, yes, you're going to an event, or unless, you know, we're sat here talking about it, it's not a sexy topic. And so lots of people are still afraid of talking about what they're doing, where they're investing, partly with a lot of women because they don't want to intimidate their friends by seeming like they know so much more. But a lot of the time it's because they don't want to look silly if they say, I'm investing in this, or I've just bought a ton of crypto. And they're just like, what are you doing? So we often keep it to ourselves, but then actually it doesn't allow us to learn about what other people are doing and how actually that might be beneficial to us. So just waiting and thinking, I'll get around to it at some point, or I know I should be doing this, it really just stops a lot of women from benefiting and making their money work for them. But we think that everybody else has got it all figured out. So we're going around, and yes, you might look at your friend and think, gosh, you know, she's always out, she's always got new clothes, she's got a great job. But actually, she might also be having these doubts or concerns or worries about her knowledge gaps to do with her money. So actually, by opening up this conversation, and it can be a difficult thing, but when you do start to say, oh no, actually, I think I'll probably give that one a miss, or maybe we should try and do something else because I'm just trying to save this month, you'll probably find that your girlfriends also say, oh yeah, actually, I could probably do with saving as well. So it'll almost be a relief. We just need that environment where this is just a normal thing. We talk about it.
Yeah. And by the way, I have shown stats to women when I've done presentations and workshops, and I show them the difference between, you know, when women say, well, I really don't know a lot about investing, I show them the stats that show women compared to men. Trust me, men aren't that much better.
And I just wanted to say also, it's really great that both what you guys are doing is so, it is quite female-centric and female-focused, because I think there is a big gap there. You guys are both doing amazing things that are taking huge strides towards fixing that conversation, really opening it up. I think ever since meeting the both of you in the last year that I have, I've been talking about money a lot more and thinking about money a lot more. So it's worked for at least one person. So success. And I'm hoping that, you know, to all of you listening out there, this prompts you to then have a conversation with your friends, your family, and just be a little bit more open. But before we leave, where can we find you on social media?
So you can find my website is sagel.com. So SAIJELLE.com. And I do have some free resources on there. Like I said, the budget that you downloaded. I'm on Facebook as well at sagel, and on Instagram.
Yeah, and you can find us at thenewsavvy.com. We've got lots of content, lots of guides. So incorporating real life stuff. So there's a lot of really good actionable content on there. We're on Facebook at The New Savvy. We're on Instagram at The New Savvy. And yeah, you can just find lots about our events as well, which are coming up.
Cool. I'm not going to let you go so easily, though, because as I promised, we have a little game. And so before we begin on this game, I just want you guys to tell me very quickly in one line what the word sassy means to you. Not the company, not the brand, just the word sassy.
Own it.
I like that. Own it.
Smart, independent, confident.
I like that. This is great. So our little game is called Sassy or Not Sassy. So I'm going to... So I'm going to throw some things out at you guys, and you're going to tell me if it's sassy or not sassy, according to you. So number one, budgeting apps.
Not sassy. I admit it.
Not sassy. I think, yeah, they're improving, but I wouldn't say it's, yeah.
Impulse shopping and retail therapy.
I'm going to say not sassy.
Not sassy. No, you need to be smart with your money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Multiple credit cards.
Not sassy.
Not sassy.
The worst. The worst. What's the opposite of sassy?
It depends how you use it, but I'll be honest with you. I think they are the worst. And that's one of the things that really hit me when I thought it seems like a really grown-up thing. Oh, yeah, you know, get your job, get your credit card. But it's the worst form of debt you could possibly have.
If you're paying it off every month, then
yeah,
wonderful.
Fine.
If you're not, it is bad debt.
PayMe or any other money transferring apps.
I'm going to say sassy. I like it.
I'm going to say not sassy. And okay. The reason is I've been having a lot of conversations in the fintech sphere recently about inclusion and literacy. And yes, inclusion wise, it's better to have easy ways of moving your money around. Yes. Literacy wise, it doesn't mean you're any smarter about how you're using your money. So for that reason, I say not sassy.
And finally, signing up to a bank purely based on rewards.
Ooh, depends. Like, is it just rewards? Are you paying monthly fees? There could be a trade-off.
I think it could be sassy.
Yeah,
yeah, because if you are using those benefits wisely, and again, if it's a credit card, you're getting the benefits, but you're paying it off monthly, great. Then it's a really good thing. You're getting your miles, you're getting all the perks. But using it in a not sassy way is obviously not ideal.
Cool. That concludes Sassy or Not Sassy. And I just, again, want to say thank you to both of you guys for making the time to be a part of this. I took away a lot, so I'm hoping that our listeners also did. Something is better than nothing. And I think that's something that everyone can take away. Just take one step.
That was fun. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that was really great. Thank you.
So that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new from our guests. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, we've got all the information you need, as well as some extra reading, in the show notes, as well as on our website. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, review, and share our podcast with your friends, your family, your next door neighbors, strangers on the street. Hey, it could be the best conversation starter. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sassy Hong Kong if you want to connect with our team some more. We couldn't have made this podcast without the help of some amazing people, so a big thank you to our producer, Susie, and the team at Create Productions. Without our guests, we literally wouldn't have anything to talk about. So as always, show them some love and follow them on the internets. And finally, the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us along the way. This has been Sassy Speaks. Sarmai out.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.